I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly warming planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. Last week, we talked about greenhouse gas emissions, all that carbon that we humans have been pumping into our atmosphere, and how that has brought about a planetary crisis. This week, we'll talk about what governments around the world are doing to tackle this crisis. Short answer, not much. Long answer, it's complicated. Actually, let's stick with the short answer. But first, here's a quick potted history of climate change mitigation to bring you up to speed. Many countries, especially the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitter, the United States, have been aware of the consequences of carbon emissions since at least the 1960s. And yet, nothing was done about it because big business demanded that they be allowed to pollute. It was only in 1989, following the important testimony in the US Congress of a NASA scientist, James Hansen, that the gears finally started moving. After a lengthy round of talks in the UN, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UNFCCC, was set up in 1992 to deal with the crisis. This body performs a very important role in setting up mechanisms and guidelines under which member nations can come together and do something about the crisis. But given the presence of heavyweight oil and coal lobbies within such important nations like the US, Australia, Saudi Arabia, and China, to name just a few, progress has not been easy. The main problem remains what it was back in the 1990s. 1. Developed countries need to cut their greenhouse gas emissions radically right now. 2. They also need to pay developing countries to achieve a good standard of living without burning fossil fuels as energy. This is absolutely fair. Remember, countries like the UK and the US have been burning fossil fuels for some 200 years now. But it was easier said than done. Still, there was a breakthrough when the UNFCCC adopted the Kyoto Protocol in 1997. It said that all countries need to reduce GHG emissions over a particular time period to prevent catastrophic global heating. Not everyone agreed. The US refused to ratify it, Canada withdrew after a while, and Japan, Russia, and New Zealand refused to commit to a second round of cuts in 2012. The Kyoto Protocol became a failure because developed countries didn't want to bother beyond their own narrow economic needs. Around that time, India emerged as a leader of developing nations and made a principled stand that countries with higher historical emissions should cut more and also foot the bill. This was an important position because developing countries and small island states would be at much greater risk from climate change. Now, there were other attempts at arriving at a comprehensive structure after Kyoto. The most notable of these was the Copenhagen Accord of 2009. It set a goal of limiting global temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius by 2100. Equally importantly, it led to the creation of a Green Climate Fund, which is used to help developing countries transition to a green economy. And so, we come to the Paris Agreement of 2015. This is the successor to the Kyoto Protocol and basically our only hope to stop the climate crisis. The Paris Agreement introduced something new to the debate. This is the Nationally Determined Contribution, or NDC. Each signatory country is free to set its own targets to bring down their dependence on fossil fuels, while staying within the overall mandate of the Paris Agreement. Along with all the other member countries, India set itself some ambitious targets too. But that is the subject of another episode. But is this enough? Well, the UN has another very important body, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC. This body assesses the science related to climate change. Created in 1988, the body publishes regular reports that informs world governments where we are at in the fight against the climate crisis. In October last year, the IPCC published what is now commonly known as the 1.5 report. This looked at the effects of global heating exceeding 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2100. Remember last week, I talked about the difference what even a 0.5 degree Celsius can make? Well, the IPCC report has some stark examples. With a 2 degree rise, all of our coral reefs would be gone. 1.5 degrees would mean only 70 to 90% of the reefs will be gone. If we exceed 1.5 degrees, twice the number of animal, plant, and insect species will be lost. Extreme heat events will be almost three times as high as they are now. And that's just scratching the surface. The report was very clear. Zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, preferably by 2040, or all bets are off. So the UN and the world's governments are now guided by the 1.5 degrees benchmark. Much remains to be done, as we've seen that emissions are actually still rising. We've got to do better. 2020 is going to be a very important year. Among other things, each country's Paris NDCs will be evaluated and each country will have to pledge even deeper cuts for the next 5 years. All our futures depend on this. That's it from me today. In next week's Climate Change Tracker, we will look at the huge gaps between what countries have promised to do and what they have actually done. Tune in next Friday to find out. Follow us online with the hashtag MintClimateTracker and read my weekly column in Mint Lounge, The Climate Change Tracker, to know more. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. I am Bibek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next week. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.